It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and Mike, Jersey Mike is phoning in because I have a head cold. I'm WC Chronicles, and I'm just not feeling well, and I don't want to give it and pass it around. So that's what that is.
Yeah, that's a smart thing, but I think everybody has a form of it. Goes away, comes back, goes away, comes back, goes away, comes back. It's kind of like playing tennis or badminton. You hit the ball over the net, it keeps coming back at you, so buckle down, get some sleep, get some vitamin C, whatever you do, chicken noodle soup, you know, just relax.
Or the boomerang, we might call it. That's my favorite thing. There's a switch to it. It's the bad luck boomerang that just does not go away.
No, it doesn't. No, it does not.
So the purpose of this podcast is because we are going to present something to get those Super Boar 53 memories out of your head. Just wash them out.
All right, sounds good. How do we wash them out?
Well, let's talk about it first. First of all, I did not, it was probably the most boring Super Bowl ever, ever. I mean, it was kind of cool to have a lot of good food. We had that get-together over there at the Gold Coast Casino.
Yeah, it was a good time. A lot of, food was flowing. You could have drank coffee. They pretty much had you from soup to nuts. The good old-fashioned ice cream machine that you go to the store and you look at, you see the kind you want. They have the wrapper there, $2, boom, boom, all taken care of by the Gold Coast because we got invited. And it was a nice party and a lot of camaraderie, but it was like watching grass grow. 3-3 into the fourth quarter was just unbelievable.
Yeah, and then the halftime show, I left a little bit during the halftime show, and that was just that was not a heartbeat of interest at all. That was just boring as hell.
Well, when Maroon 5 came out and they got mixed with the rappers and everything, it just goes to show you that I thought it was pretty cool. Once you're an international star, you don't care if it's good press or bad press. You just want press to be out there to keep selling records, movies, books, whatever. What do they call them? The App Store, iTunes, 99 Cent Store and stuff, so Pandora. More and more and more, they just keep creating more money. So it's like, I guess the famous you get, the more you project, the more you get back at money. What do I know?
That is true. But to me, they missed the boat on doing the entire SpongeBob SquarePants song, Sweet Victory. That would have been a nice tribute to its creator. But anyway, the idea is that we're going to play some Schoolhouse Rock music to get the whole Super Bowl thing beyond your head. This is the Multiplication Collection from Schoolhouse Rock.
Just everybody have a great memory watching of your brain after that awesome rendition of Schoolhouse Rock that knocked it out.
Zero?
Yeah. Zero is a wonderful thing. In fact, zero is my hero.
How can Zero be a hero?
Well, there are all kinds of heroes, you know. A man can get to be a hero for a famous battle he fought. Or by studying very hard and becoming a weightless astronaut. And then there are heroes of other sorts, like the heroes we know from watching sports. But a hero doesn't have to be a grown-up person, you know. A hero can be a very big dog who comes to your rescue, or a very little boy who's smart enough to know what to do. But let me tell you about my favorite hero.
My hero, Zero, such a funny little hero. But until you came along, we counted on our fingers and toes. Now you're here to stay, and nobody really knows how wonderful you are. Why, we could never reach a star without you, Zero, my hero. How wonderful you are.
What's so wonderful about a zero? It's nothing, isn't it?
Sure, it represents nothing alone.
What place a zero after one? And you've got yourself a 10. See how important that is. When you run out of digits, you can start all over again. See how convenient that is. That's why with only 10 digits, including zero, you can count as high as you could ever go. Forever towards infinity. No one ever gets there, but you can try. With 10 billion zeros, from the cavemen till the heroes who invented you, they They counted on their fingers and toes, maybe some sticks and stones,
or rocks and bones,
and their neighbor's toes. Yeah, and nobody really knows how wonderful you are. Why we could never reach the stars without you, Zero, my hero, Zero. How wonderful you are. Place 10 after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 10. See how easy that is. Place 20 after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 100. See how simple that is. Place 30 after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 1,000. Etc., etc., ad infinitum, ad astra, forever and ever, with zero, my hero, how wonderful you are. Forty days and 40 nights, didn't it rain, children? Not a speck of land in sight,
didn't it rain?
But Noah built the ark so tight, they sailed on, children. And when at last the waters receded, and the dove brought back the olive tree leaf, he landed that ship near Mount Ararat, and one of his children grabbed Noah's robe and said,
"Hey, Dad, how many animals on this old ark anyway, huh?"
Elementary, my dear, 2 times 2 is 4. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 3 is 6. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 4 is 8. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 5 is 10. 2 times 1 is 2, of course, and it must occur to you, you get an even number every time you multiply by 2. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 6 is 12. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 7 is 14. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 8 is 16. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 9 is 18. 2 times 10 is 20. 11 twice is 22. Double 12, that's 24. 13 twice is 26. 14 twice is 28. 15 twice is 30. Now you build it up on 30. 16 twice is 32. Elementary. 17 twice is 34. Elementary. 18 twice is 36. Elementary. 19 twice is 38. Elementary. 20 twice is 40, and it must occur to you, you can double any number, all you do is multiply by 2. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 2 is 4. Woo! Elementary, my dear, 2 times 3 is 6. Yeah. Elementary, my dear, 2 times 4 is 8. Woo! Elementary, my dear, 2 times 5 is 10. Yeah. Now if you want to multiply 2 times 174, or some big number like that, 2 times 174 equals 2 times 100 plus 2 times 70 plus 2 times 4. That's all. So 2 times 174 equals 200 plus 140 plus 8, or 348. It's elementary.
Elementary. Elementary.
Twice 32 is 64.
Elementary.
Twice 33 is 66.
Elementary.
Twice 34 is 68.
Elementary.
Twice 35 is 70.
Elementary.
Yeah, yes, it's elementary. Yeah. Now, what's 2 times 98?
Oh, that's hard.
No, it's very simple. 2 times 98 equals 2 times 100 minus 2 times 2. That's 200 minus 4. 196. Elementary.
40 days and 40 nights, didn't it rain, children?
Number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get 3 as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you 3 as a magic number. It takes 3 legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle.
Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number. 3 times 9 is 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. Now multiply from 10 backwards. 3 times 10 is 30, going 10 9 is 27, 3 times 8 is 24, 3 times 7 is 21, 3 times 6 is 18, 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah,
that's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number. And of course, a hippopotamus, and oh yes, a horse.
Giraffes came five to the zoo with two giraffes and elephants, quite a few.
A llama, alpaca, vicuna, and two zebras, zebexes, and one big kudu. It was swell.
I like the gazelle.
Now Miss Simpson said she teaches school, you know.
Yeah, she took us in.
Well, Miss Simpson said
if you counted every head on these quadrupeds and multiplied that number by four, we'd know how many feet went through the door if we turned them all loose.
Well, I don't do that.
It's really a gloomy zoo.
Anyway, what Miss Simpson said, it was a good chance to work on our fours and our heads. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll take a lion.
1 times 4.
He's got 4 legs and maybe more.
Give me 2 camels. 2 times 4. 8 legs, 1 plus 7 more.
A tiger and a lamb and a fat kudu would have 3 times 4. Equals 4 legs too. But we might have to subtract when that tiger goes through. 4 4-footed friends, no matter who, would have 16 legs, and it's always true.
That's 4 times 4 is 16. 5 times 4 is 20.
Now a coach and 6, if you were Cinderella, would have you home by midnight. If those 24 legs ran fast as light.
6 times 4 is 24, 7 times 4 is 28.
If anyone knows that, who cares about 7?
And 8 camels have 32 legs, cause 8 times 4 is 32.
Here come a small herd of buffalo. They say they're getting extinct, you know.
I count mine, that's 36 legs.
9 times 4 is 36. Here comes a baby buffalo.
That's good, that's 10. 10 times 4, you know, is 40. 11 coyotes.
11 times 4.
Been slinking over the prairie floor on all of their legs.
Equals 44.
Now 12 times 4 is as high as we go.
12 times 4 equals 48.
But there were so very, very many, many more animals standing there by the gate.
We had to use a pencil, we counted them all. And we really had fun, we saw everyone.
A bear, a cougar, a jackal, a yak, a fox,
a deer, and a sweet giraffe.
And I can't really
how many, many more?
But we multiply them all by four. Some of them beg us with a roar.
Now everybody try to find a good hiding place. This old tree is gonna be the base. I'm gonna close my eyes and hide my face and count to 100 by fives. Ready? Go.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100, ready or not, here I come. Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Oh, all right, I'll count it again, but you better get hit, kid. Here we go. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100, 101, 105, 102, 103, 110, 115, 120. There. A bushel of wheat and a bushel of rye. Who's not here? Holler I. 20 nickels makes a dollar. I didn't hear anybody holler. 5 times 20 is 100. Everybody got to be hit. All eyes open. Here I come.
Multiplying by five is a little like counting by fives. In fact, if you counted along on your fingers as you counted out loud by fives, your fingers would tell you how many fives you've got. Okay, let's count together now. Count on your fingers. One finger for each count out loud. Get set, ready, go.
5, 10, 15, 20, stop.